Titan and San Diego obviously guys got off to a bad start, and everything seemed to come together. What can you put your finger on what changed there?
Well, I mean, I think it's a combination. I think it wasn't a good start for us, but also thought we played against a really good defense, and they just outplayed us in that first half. And in the second half, you know, I thought we certainly played better. But this defense, I guess I've just spent very little time paying attention to the opponent's offense these days. I don't really know what's going on there, but I know what the tape looks like on defense. And these guys are flying around, and when you watch you watch the Tampa game, and you're kind of saying, wow, Tampa's really not doing much, yet you see the scoreboard and you kind of go, well, something must have happened. And then it's a punt return. It's an interception for return. Nothing to do with the defense. And so, so a team's record, can be misleading, but their defense, they are not giving up yards versus the run or the pass. And, they're causing problems for offenses to get into a flow, and that's what I remember, from that game. And so I felt like in the second half, when we scored points, I felt like we were really doing something because we were doing it against a good defense, and we know they're going to be good again this Sunday.
And you guys always talk about the importance of a division game. Is it even more so this week because you guys are streaking one way and the Chargers seem to be the other?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't speak to the streaks or what's going on. All I know is it's a division game. It's a team that obviously the Broncos have a lot of familiarity with. It's a long time rivalry, and I know NFL players have a lot of pride, and I know when a team beats us the first time, the teams that have beaten us, I know I want to get another shot at them, and so so we know they're going to be ready to play, and it's important for us to play well, to improve, to be better than we were last week. There's some things we need to improve on, and this is a good week to make those improvements, we hope.
Peyton, since you've been in the league, there's been some safety rules to try to help protect quarterbacks, and yet last week five quarterbacks got knocked out. Is there anything else safe-wise they can do, or is this a sport where no matter what you do, how many rules, it's still going to a quarterback is vulnerable?
Yeah, I didn't see all of the hits. That's what I've never liked to speak to, because I know defensive players have no sympathy whatsoever, and I never like to see a quarterback when he gets up and like begs for the ref to call the flat. That's not what it's supposed to be. If they call it, I'm not going to say decline it necessarily, but I don't think it's a quarterback's job to beg for those rules or to beg for those calls. The NFL makes the rules, and I know defensive players don't like it, and I kind of see their side of it, and I can assure you that me or any of these other guys have ever campaigned to have more rules for the quarterback. Whatever the rules are, that's what they follow, so I can't really give you a good answer on that. I think it's still football. It's still a physical game, and that's the way I've always approached it.
Peyton, who from San Diego does stand out to you from the defense?
Well, I think they got a veteran secondary, so anytime you're going against first round picks at corners like Jammer and Kaysen, these guys have seen it all. And Bigby's he's new to San Diego, but he's a veteran safety, and Weddle is a guy that's very active, that's capable of making a lot of plays. So, but that's just full. I really see the unit as a whole. I think they play well together. They feed off of each other. You see them communicating. They're well coached. You don't see guys busting assignments, it seems like, running wide open. So that's why it's a challenge against these guys.
Peyton, what kind of improvements does the offense need to make? You mentioned some improvements need to be made.
Well, it's just kind of the things that Coach Fox has been saying. Coach Fox and Coach McCoy, they challenge the offense, and we have things that we want to accomplish. We have goals every week, and so I think Coach Fox has addressed some of those things, but it's just about improving. It's about getting better every week. I believe you either get better or you get worse every week. You don't stay the same. So it's important, I think, to try to get better, especially down this home stretch of the season.
How much has this team gotten better since that second half in San Diego?
I'd say you could certainly say that we have made improvements in certain areas. I think there's some areas that we still can get better, and the opportunities are there to get better. So I still think it's important, and I thought we did today. We continue to work hard and practice. You don't just get better on Sundays. You really get better throughout the course of the week in practice. And I think, you know, Coach Fox has emphasized that, and I think the team has bought into that. We need to keep doing that.
Hey, when you look around this locker room, the guys that LA has brought in, how much of your vision or his vision are you able to see and the stamp that he's put on this team in 22 months?
I mean, certainly we have brought in some free agents, you know, during this year, I guess. And I think, you know, we all know John's is a competitive guy, and I don't think he's a guy that is going to sit on his hands and not make a move if he thinks something needs to be done. And so, you know, whether it's an injury here or a hole there or something just wasn't happening, you know, he's you know, gone out and made some moves. You know, one thing I'll say, I think to his credit, I think he has, you know, taken some input from, you know, Dan Copen and Mags had a relationship for a long time at Boston College. And I know, you know, once JD was injured, I know that was the thought that Mags had. And, you know, I think, you know, sometimes people don't want to hear anybody else's thoughts, you know, but I know, you know, John, you know, I think listened and, you know, I mean, obviously he's got to make the final call, but, you know, Keith Brooking and Jim Leonard, a couple guys that I played against for a long, long time. And you know, you keep in touch with guys, you hear about guys. And so kind of mentioned that to Russell and John. And, you know, like I said, they got to make the call. They got to bring and make the call. But you know, I think if John hears a good idea and he agrees, then he's going to move on it. And that's, to me, that's kind of working together as a team, if you will.
When you first got here, there was a lot of talk about you and your chemistry with your receivers. But in between series, the cameras follow you, and they usually catch you talking to the linemen.
The whole group's over there. If you hone in, you know, on the broad view, that we meet over there where the line likes to sit. It's a courtesy thing for them. They don't want them having to travel, you know, 5 feet down to where the receivers sit. So we meet over there. But it's something that. Something that we've decided to do kind of after every series, you know, we kind of meet as a unit, as an offensive unit, and just talk about it. I mean, I'm talking, but everybody else is as well. This is an offensive unit, and it's just the players, and we're just trying to kind of hash out what's going on out there, good or bad. And, you know, we kind of call it our debriefing session. And so it's something that you know, we had some guys come in and speak to us, some military guys come in and speak to us, and that was something that they, you know, talked about it. And so Coach Fox really encouraged us to kind of buy into it. And so, you know, after a touchdown drive, after a three and out, you can't just do it, you know, after the good and the bad, but it's something. And, you know, Dan Copen will say something, Zane will say something, Decker will have a thought, and it's just everybody to kind of, hey, what's going on out there? Here's what I need to do better. Here's what we can do better. I think it's been pretty effective for us.
A few more for Peyton, guys.
Peyton, we saw you kind of just right there. Have fun with the offensive line. Kind of tease him a little bit. Anyone tease you on the team about the slide? Anyone have the guts to do it?
Plenty. All of them. All of them. So it's not even worth explaining what happened because it's just – it looked bad. And so, I mean, you know, the fact that my knee brace got caught, nobody wants to hear that. You know, it is what it is, as they say, and it's right there on film. So I'm very aware that it's a fair game for criticism and ridicule, and I have plenty thick enough skin to handle it, I can assure you.
Did Decker say anything to you about it?
Decker did not. He probably does not have the grounds yet, but Copen and Omar Bolden, a rookie, you know, so I mean, it's fair game, believe me. It was not pretty.
Did Helton call you about it?
Hell, no, he did not. He did not. Yeah, I probably could get some. Like I said, it's, you know, the knee brace. It's, nobody wants to hear it, you know, so.